Johnston, brought to you by McLeod Trail Midas. Save some cash and skip the dealer. Bring your vehicle into McLeod Trail Midas, a full-service shop. Check out their Facebook page or schedule an appointment at Midas.com.
And our NHL insider, Chris Johnston, dropped this last night at Sportsnet.ca. Dropped just before 11 o'clock Calgary time, so you might have missed it when it did. I encourage you to go give it a check at Sportsnet.ca. The headline, Olympics postponement extends window to stage Stanley Cup playoffs. Welcome back to Pinder and Steinberg, and we welcome in CJ now from Sportsnet and Sportsnet.ca. So, Chris, how does, and now that we have official word that the Olympics will be postponed, how does that extend the window for the Stanley Cup playoffs? How does it impact the NHL potentially?
Well, basically what the league did is they sent a memo yesterday to teams, and there was a Q&A format to part of that memo. And you know, one of the things they addressed in there was that this does now allow them, at least in theory, to potentially play beyond July 24th, which was when the Tokyo Olympics were slated to begin with an opening ceremony. And, you know, I still think that it's a huge question mark whether that'll happen, what it'll look like, all those types of things. But, you know, it is now at least, you know, I think a possibility that wasn't there before. I mean, primarily because in the U.S. public broadcaster for the NHL is NBC, which is obviously heavily invested in showing the Olympics. It just wouldn't probably make much sense to have the playoffs overlap with that and risk losing, you know, having that kind of audience for your games. And so, you know, now the league can at least imagine playing somewhere into August, maybe even September, although, you know, that also sort of butts up against with the idea of not interrupting what next season can be. But, you know, the time frame has been expanded somewhat here as we kind of wait and see how everything unfolds.
How many different scenarios do you believe the NHL has worked up, or different contingency plans that they have available to them that could allow them to have some sort of semblance of a Stanley Cup playoffs?
I don't think there are that many, to be honest. And you know, the thing is nothing's really been decided, but it does seem as though there's been a fair amount of discussion between the NHL, the NHL Players Association, you know, with the league and the team owners about what this might look like. And you know, from the best of my understanding is that what they've done is said, okay, if we can get playing somewhere around May 15th, this is what it might look like. You know, if it's June 1st or June 15th, this is what it might look like. And, you know, now that the Olympic question has been answered, so to speak, you know, they can maybe even imagine a playoffs that start as late as early July and you know, take up the summer months. But, you know, I don't know that there's 100 different ideas anymore at this point. I think that they've centered in, and I still believe ultimately, and, you know, I wrote about this early on in the days after the pause, is that in the perfect world, they'd probably like to have something like a 2014 playoff, just with a quick play-in round. You know, there's a chance that that's not going to be possible, and, you know, I think some of the logistical hurdles could dictate that. I mean, you know, we're still maybe potentially talking about having playoffs held in a neutral site or neutral sites as opposed to, you know, in 16 or 20 or 24 buildings around the league. You know, a lot of those things will probably determine which way they go. But, you know, I don't get the feeling there's 20 possibilities on the board. I do think that there's at least an understanding of what they'd like to do and sort of if this can happen, then maybe it's this kind of talk. But nothing's locked in. Nothing's been agreed upon. I think that's part of the challenge right now. You know, even for the interested parties here, is that they've had a lot of encouraging dialogue. I think they've reached sort of some idea of what this might look like, but no one's been forced into making a decision yet. Nothing's been difficult. It's all kind of theoretical and up in the air. And you know, at some point in the next few weeks, it's going to get a little bit more real. You know, whether it's talking about, you know, how free agency ends up looking, or, you know, all the issues around that, what the critical dates calendar shakes out as, and you know, obviously potentially a playoff scenario if it looks like there's a path back to resuming the season.
Are they, in your, from who you've spoken to, like you talked about, ideally they'd like to have 24 teams, but as you said, if you're playing in only two or three neutral sites, the logistics of that might be next to impossible. Do you believe that they'd be okay with an 8-team playoff or just a 4-team playoff or something like that? Like, are those types of contingency plans on the table?
That would surprise me if they did. You know, I can't rule it out. But just because they've been so clear about preserving the integrity of the competition and, you know, trying to limit, I guess, how big of asterisk we would put on this cup winner. You know, I think it's inevitable that there'll be some kind of strange feeling about what happens here. Even if one of the best teams from regular season ends up winning, it's just going to feel weird if all this, you know, happens with the couple month break in the middle of the year and having to get things up and running again. You know, I don't think they would go that small, but you know, maybe they'll surprise me there. You know, I don't get the feeling. I think if anything, they've looked to expand on the 16 teams, even just if it's best of three play-ins, to try to at least, you know, give nod to the teams that were in the playoff race that they get a chance to kind of get involved. But, you know, we're probably guilty here of being a little ahead of ourselves. And I think that's what's interesting about the calls the league's had, you know, with owners yesterday and with GMs today is, you know, these are some of the questions the league are fielding from important people within their ranks. And I think there's still only so much they've been able to tell those folks. Nothing really is concrete here. Nothing's been hammered into stone. And probably most importantly, is they don't really know yet. I mean, maybe this decision will be totally taken out of their hands. Maybe, you know, the curve will be flattened, as we all hope, you know, with the social isolation that's going on now. And that, you know, there'll be a path back to play in more cities. You know, variables, I think, to say it's going to be this way or this way. But, you know, based on their wanting this to feel real, if they're going to bother doing it, you know, I would be surprised to see them take it under the traditional 16 playoff teams.
So much has been talked about making sure that they do everything in their power. And again, so much is out of their hands, but everything in their power to make sure that the 2020-2021 season doesn't get affected in a big way. Are they, like, you're very up on this. You've been not only talking to your sources in the NHL, but you've also been following along what's happening across the continent. What does your gut say about, even if they do get 82 games next season, what that might look like to start things in October? I still feel like there's a potential that it looks a little different than we're used to in, say, 6 months' time. And I think we may have lost Chris Johnston. We are back with CJ now. Okay, we got CJ back. Before you dropped out, what did you hear of my question, Mr. Johnston?
I was only hearing every 10th word. I couldn't make it out at all, so before the line dropped.
Okay, so basically the question was, if everybody's been talking about not impacting or not jeopardizing next season, but just knowing how up you are on what's happening across the continent and what's happening in the NHL, could even the start of next season not necessarily be in jeopardy, but might start looking a little bit different than what we're used to in terms of people in arenas and things like that?
I certainly think that's possible too. And, you know, it sounds like if we're going to have playoffs that are played into the summer, you know, I think that there's an understanding that you could probably do a bit of an accelerated off season. You know, next year to have an 82 game season doesn't necessarily have to mean you got training camps opening on September 14th or 12th or whatever the typical day is. I think that there's ways to push that back and shorten the camps themselves, shorten the exhibition schedule, maybe remove the All-Star break, you know, do things of that nature to get that season in. But, you know, I think even as crazy as it sounds, I mean, we're sitting here in late March, we're talking about something that might not be happening till September or October or even early November, depending what happens the rest of this year. You know, I don't know anyone can say for sure whether there'll be you know, whether society, I guess, will return to what we would consider a normal place that, you know, fans can just go to games, you know, whether there'll be a second wave of the virus, which is, you know, what happened 100 years ago with the Spanish flu. From what I've read is there was a second wave, which is part of what eliminated the Stanley Cup in 1919, one of the only two previous times when it hasn't been handed out. And so, you know, I think that there's still a degree of unpredictability with that. And you know, from a business standpoint, and obviously there's more important things, much more important things right now than NHL's business. But I think that the priority is to have next year be as normal as possible, to try to get revenues as close to where they've been in the past as they can be over a full season, with an understanding that whatever happens now, I mean, it's going to be compromised. You're probably not going to have fans in the buildings, even if there are games. You're not going to be able to make back what would have been made if this didn't happen. You know, that will become probably an increasing concern the closer we get it, if things don't die down. But, you know, the hope is still from the league that, you know, this initial period now where, you know, everyone's, you know, essential services have been cut off in a lot of places, or non-essential services rather. Most of us are staying at home, that, you know, that this will be able to be calmed to a degree that allows them to play now, and certainly would be fine by the fall. But, you know, I don't think that's a guarantee. It's just too many unknowns out there to say one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Chris Johnston is with us, our NHL insider. He joins us Tuesdays and Thursdays on Pinder and Steinberg.
CJ, just one more follow-up on this hypothetical tournament that could go down in a neutral site. What would your reaction be if they were to kick tires on, say, a Quebec City? Now, that obviously would have to require COVID-19 being under control in Quebec, which, depending on what you're reading, may not be the case. But do you think this is an opportunity the league would like to sort of kick tires on markets that, you know, have shown interest in the NHL in the past?
And I think we've just dropped I see CJ. That was a really good question. CJ's cell line, it's not even our technology this time. Logo, if we can reconnect with CJ again. He is with us as he is every day, Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's something you had brought up yesterday, Rye, about the potential of maybe having he's calling back on line one, so we'll get him in just a second. But that's something that you had brought up yesterday, Rye, about the potential of holding something in more of an actual neutral site like that. We got Chris Johnston back with us. He joins us Tuesdays and Thursdays here on Pinder and Steinberg. Raya, why don't you ask the question again to CJ, who's back with us?
Sorry, CJ, just a thought on, we talk neutral sites. What about venues and cities that don't even have teams? Do you think the NHL would be interested in kicking tires on, say, a Quebec City if that was a situation with COVID-19 that was obviously a safe one? Do you see this as an opportunity for the league to kick tires on markets they're not in?
I do. And I think there's even a possibility it could be a non-NHL sized arena if you're talking about a situation without fans. I mean, the benefit of Quebec is it's still a reasonably large city. But, you know, I'm kind of working under the assumption that we're going to be looking at games that don't include fans in the stands. And so, you know, it wouldn't necessarily have to be there. It could be, you know, a junior city. You know, I think that there's a lot of options. I mean, one of the issues in potentially having it in all the places, in addition to the fact that, you know, the virus might not be under control in all those places, is that, you know, building availability, the ability to make ice in July and August. I mean, those types of questions, I think, are legit. And, you know, a place like Carolina or Tampa goes on a run, you know, those are very humid climates in the summertime months, and I'm sure they can make ice, but it might not be very good ice. I mean, there's probably an argument to be stated if you're going to a neutral site or a collection of neutral sites that somewhere further north makes sense. And you know, wouldn't it be interesting if it ended up being somewhere like Quebec or a place where you don't currently have the NHL? You know, I think that can't be taken off the table. And I do know, even before they suspended the seasons, they were looking at neutral site venues in case they were maybe going to have to move isolated games, say the California teams relocate their games to one place. And you know, I think they were looking at all those places where you have an NHL rink and not an NHL team at this point in time.
Yeah, Yellowknife and Whitehorse, very excited. They have a combined 3 cases in Yukon, Northwest Territories, and none of it. Put the cameras there. Let's go.
Well, if it's just a sound studio, why not? I mean, hopefully a few reporters get to go along. I wouldn't mind that trip.
Okay, let's move to something a little closer to real life and less sports. Lockdown going to happen in Ontario tonight. How are you ready for this? You've already been quarantining, given that you were just in California with the Leafs. I guess nothing really changes for you that much, but what's the mood out there?
It's kind of weird. You know, nothing for me at all changes, actually. I mean, I haven't been in a store in 10 or 11 days, or, you know, I've only left the house to go for walks or for the odd jog here or there. So, you know, I haven't been living that life at all, but, you know, you get the feeling that life here is kind of grinding to a halt. You know, the city's been very quiet, and, you know, I think everyone understands why it's happening and largely welcomes it. I guess unless you run one of those businesses and are probably worried about, you know, what it's going to mean for your future. But, you know, it's a strange feeling. I'm lucky now. I've been home 15 or 16 days since California, and I still don't have symptoms. So, you know, that period has passed for me, but I'm just living a quiet life. I'm sure you guys are the same. I'm not not up to a whole lot, watching more Netflix than I ever would during a hockey season, and just trying to work the phones and do my job still from home.
Yeah, fair enough. The no school thing, parents are getting frayed at all ends. This has been quite something. We've got art class in the morning here, and I can hear them playing in the backyard outside the office here.
Do you find yourself supporting raises for teachers now when school comes back?
I am the son of a school teacher, so I've always had teachers' backs in that sense. And yeah, it's like caged animals. Now the parks are closed. You kidding me? What are we supposed to do?
Yikes. Send them over to Steinberg's house. I think that's the only answer.
Yeah, Uncle Pat,
no,
I don't know if that's going to be a move
or not. It's a kid-free zone at Shea Steinberg. CJ, just before we let you go, Pinder and I were talking about this a little earlier, and I know that the NHL is your beat, but I wonder if – were you surprised at all to hear the news that the CHL is just going to bypass Kelowna? They announced yesterday that the playoffs and Memorial Cup is not going to happen this year, and news today that Kelowna won't be getting it next year in 2021. Did that surprise you? Have you heard anything about why that might have been the case?
No, I sort of expected that just because of the nature of how the CHL works. I mean, obviously, the host cities are picked in part on what they can offer to host the venue, but also, you know, having a team that can compete in the tournament. And, you know, the Rockets were built to be a team that was really good right now and was probably going to have trouble doing that next year. And so, you know, what I would guess, and this is far from reporting, but more educated guess, is, you know, they'll be a prime candidate when the WHL turn comes around again, and they'll probably have a chance to sort of rebuild and be peaking again a couple years down the road. But, you know, it's unfortunate. It's not ideal, obviously, for the Rockets organization, for the people in Kelowna that were banking on that event. But I do think just because of the way that tournament works, where the host team gets it one of the four entries, that you have to be sure it's going to be a competitive team. And I wasn't all that surprised to hear that they're going to be out of the mix.
Yeah, fair enough. Good stuff, CJ. Appreciate the time, as always. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Great reporting at sportsnet.ca, as usual. Thank you, pal.
All right, guys. We'll talk soon.
Chris Johnston, brought to you by McLeod Trail Midas. Save some cash and skip the dealer. Bring your vehicle into McLeod Trail Midas, a full-service shop. Check out their Facebook page or schedule an appointment at midas.com.